Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 29, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Effective age on 5-year excess mortality in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. The abstract outlines a significant research study focused on the impact of age on 5-year excess mortality in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. This investigation includes patients aged 40 to 85 years, all presenting with a left ventricular ejection fraction of 40% or less, who underwent coronary angiography for suspected cardiomyopathy. The methodology involves matching patients by sex and age, thus characterizing a structured approach to understand age-related differences in survival outcomes. This research addresses a crucial gap in current understanding of age as a determinant of prognosis in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Article number 2. Neurovascular retinomics for predicting heart diseases. The abstract describes a comprehensive methodology developed for utilizing neurovascular retinomics to predict incident heart diseases. This approach integrates multidimensional vascular parameters from color fundus photography with neural parameters obtained from optical coherence tomography. The study design incorporated lasso regression for meticulous feature selection and employed a gradient boosting machine model to assess predictive value. This framework characterizes a specific computational strategy for leveraging retinal imaging data in cardiovascular risk evaluation. Article number 3. A randomized, double-blind crossover study of acute low-level nighttime road traffic noise effects on vascular function, sleep, and proteomic signatures in healthy adults. The abstract presents a randomized, double-blind crossover study that investigated the acute effects of low-level nighttime road traffic noise on vascular function, sleep, and proteomic signatures in healthy adults. The research design exposed 74 healthy participants to 3 distinct overnight conditions, including a control with no noise and specific levels of road traffic noise. This structured methodology forms a basis for generating direct mechanistic evidence regarding environmental noise as a cardiovascular risk factor. The study provides a rigorous approach for evaluating acute physiological responses to noise exposure in humans. Article number 4. Sodium myoinositol cotransporter 1, SMIT1, promotes cardiac hypertrophy and fibrosis induced by pressure overload in mice. The abstract highlights the emerging role of myoinositol, which is consistently elevated in plasma of patients with heart failure, as a significant area of research in cardiac dysfunction. It details the function of sodium myoinositol cotransporter 1, or SMT1, a member of the sodium glucose cotransporter family specifically expressed in the heart in myoinositol transport. The research described addresses the poorly understood mechanism by which myoinositol dysregulation contributes to cardiac dysfunction. This investigation focuses on understanding the molecular pathways involving SMT1 in the context of heart failure. Article number 5. Cardiomyocyte-specific deficiency of CEBP-beta aggravates pressure overload-induced heart failure. The abstract introduces CCAAT/enhancer-binding-protein-beta, a transcription factor known for regulating cell processes, including inflammation, as a significant area of cardiac research. It identifies a critical gap in understanding the cell-type-specific functions of CEBP-beta in the heart during stress and baseline conditions. The described investigation focuses on clarifying the role of endogenous CEBP-beta, specifically within cardiomyocytes, during pressure overload-induced heart failure. This research characterizes an effort to delineate the complex involvement of this protein in cardiac dysfunction. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.